And that I had never heard of that before. Never. If you get just a little cut on your finger and you put something on it to avoid infection, and you put some brown stuff that stings like fire, what is that? To keep it from getting infected. You know it hurts. Or brown stuff on a cut or a scrape.
It methylate, I guess. No, methylate don't burn as much as
the brown stuff.
I can't call it. I got a bottle of it now.
Iodine. Is that how you say that word?
Iodine.
Mm-hmm. When you were a girl, I bet people used to take something from malaria. You know, what was it? Or you probably lived too far north.
I don't believe we ever had any malaria.
Did you ever take quinine?
Yes, I have taken quinine and we had cold.
Were you apt to say quinine or quinine?
Quinine is what we call.
Quinine. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he
was killed.
If you were really saying something kind of ugly about somebody who gone on, you might say he was any of words that crude terms that you could think of about somebody dying.
Well,
slang terms that you might have heard of. Kick the bucket. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Was that used when you were young, or is that kind of new?
Well, I heard that when I was
young. Kick the bucket.
More than whoever did than I do now.
I don't know what, if you didn't know how he died, you might say, I don't know what he died.
With or off, I don't know which would be the proper way.
Would they bury him? When he dies, they take him, bury him in the
cemetery.
And they put this is not a bit clever one, is it? The box that they put them in is what?
Coffin.
And the service that they have is the
funeral.
And the family, they say, are in
mourning.
And now we're getting on something else. If someone's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right.
Don't worry.
If the disease of the joints is called what? You know, that hurts and make you, I don't think you have it at all.
Arthritis.
And then you start to say,
bursitis.
No, it's like arthritis.
Rheumatism.
Do you have any?
I have had arthritis in that finger.
What's the difference between arthritis and rheumatism? You know?
Arthritis and what?
Rheumatism. Is it the same?
I don't know. I think it's more or less the same.
A very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat. This is what a lot of children used to die of. Do you know what that would be?
As tonsillitis?
No,
diphtheria.
Right.
Well, we have vaccination.
Right. And what makes you yellow when you're sick? What's that called?
A yellow jaundice.
When you have this thing on the side taken out, when you have your appendix taken out, you say that you had an attack of
appendicitis.
You ever heard that called something else?
I don't recall it. Maybe.
If you should eat something that didn't agree with you and it wouldn't stay down, you'd say you had to go in. If you lost food.
We used to say throw up.
Anything else?
Vomit.
Any crude or tacky terms you've heard used that means the same thing as throw up or vomit?
No, I don't believe I do.